welcome once again to another edition of what I call American Exposé. Listeners, it's the 10th of October, 2005. The need is very important that you support the network on a continuing basis. There is the Freedom Store. There is the Republic Trading Post, where thousands of products are accessible through the RBN.com website, listeners. So support these efforts. We're on the new shortwave frequency, WWRB 11920. So, you know, every day I sit here and wonder, what is going to be the next surprise for us? As nobody can be blamed on these acts of God, supposedly. And here we are again. And I look at the paper, October 10th. I went specifically to get the paper this morning just to see what kind of publicity they're going to give this latest earthquake, listeners. Rescuers struggle to reach remote mountainous areas Sunday after Pakistan's worst ever earthquake wiped out entire villages, buried roads in rubble, and knocked out electricity and water supplies. The death toll stood at 20,000 and was expecting to rise. Well, sure, it's going to rise. The death toll could be 200,000 right now, and they aren't telling us the truth. Who's they? The UN system that monitors all this. I've just pretty well had it. These quote-unquote acts of God, when Secretary of Defense Cohen says earthquakes can be made. Earthquakes can be manufactured. Why do we sit back and accept everything that goes on when more than likely these are creations to reduce the population of the world? We got our reduction of the population a few months ago. Katrina. Rita was not near as devastating. The people didn't have to evacuate Texas, that area of Texas. They didn't have to leave. And those that did not leave were better off, less frustrated, and their pocketbook was a little fuller, having to spend all that money getting out of Dodge or getting out of town. So here I see hungry Pakistanis wait for quake relief. Oh. Shopkeepers clash with looters Monday and hungry families huddled under tents while waiting for relief supplies after Pakistan's worst earthquake raised entire villages, buried roads in rubble. Now here, this article says, this is 3 minutes ago, listeners, death toll estimates range from 20,000 to 30,000. British rescuers unearth a man trapped in rubble for 54 hours. Listeners, we are all in this world, we're spiders in a jar. We're fighting for survival. If we get out of the jar, we survive. And this is what's going on. If the ability to create devastating earthquakes is a reality, why is not it being discussed on any level at all? Do you think the people at the top of the Security Council of the UN system are sitting back with big smiles on their faces about reduction of the population? I would think so, people. We'll be back to continue with the broadcast. Stay with me. Broadcast for today, the 10th of October. Setting aside decades of old rivalries, listeners, Pakistan said it would accept earthquake aid from India, and a top rebel commander reportedly ordered the suspension of violence in earthquake-hit areas of India and Kashmir. Authorities in New Delhi promised delivery on a very urgent basis. 8 U.S. military helicopters from Afghanistan arrived in Islamabad with provisions, and Washington pledged up to $50 million in relief and reconstruction aid. U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker said, quote, the magnitude of this disaster is utterly overwhelming. We have underway the beginning of a very major relief effort, he says. Now, does this man think this was created or not? Does anybody think this was created? Yeah, see?